Well, he's going to be the focal point of the attack for the Wanderers. And this is going to be a game they must win. You would have thought it's against the Jets tomorrow at Pertex Stadium. 5 o'clock kickoff for that one. I'm talking about Tommy Urich, who joins us on the line. G'day, Tommy.
G'day, guys. Morning. How are we?
Really well, thanks. Very important game for you guys. Obviously, we all know and have admired the success that you've had in the Asian Champions League. But when you get to the A-League, just the 1 point that came midweek, it means this is a must-win game.
Yeah, look, you know, we've been going through a rough patch at home in the A-League, and it hasn't been easy. But, you know, we're kind of starting to hit our straps with, you know, what we want to do on the pitch. And, you know, you might have saw with the game against Central Coast, we had a lot of chances, but, you know, it wouldn't go in on that night. But on another day, it could have ended up, you know, 3-4 or 5-0. So,
yeah.
You know, we got a game coming up against tomorrow against Newcastle, and you know, we're pretty positive about, you know, that game. So hopefully we can you know, put away our chances that we get tomorrow.
It is a significant match though, Tommy, isn't it? You know, it's time to get going now.
Well, look, it is. It, like I said, it's been a rough patch, and you know, we're trying to hit our straps, and you know, it's pretty difficult, but. You know, we're remaining positive. You know, it's a tough period, but you know, it is we are due for a win, and you know, Newcastle's probably the best game we can do that for.
Yeah, I think they've been very disappointing, haven't they? 4-0 they lost last week to the Roar, who had been struggling prior to that. I just wonder about the demeanour of Tony Popovich. He's had such success with you guys, and we talk about it through the A-League and the Champions League. How has he been, or has his demeanour changed at all during the course of this tough period in the A-League?
No, he hasn't. You know, he keeps reminding us, you know, why we're champions of Asia, you know, because we're a good team. But, you know, he believes in us, and it could be a thing down to us that, you know, we've kind of been going through this rough patch in the A-League, and, you know, we've kind of forgotten maybe, you know, why we're at the top of Asia. But, you know, we're going to try and deliver back in the A-League, and I think that's important for us to start to get going this weekend.
You'd be getting a bit bored, Tommy. I reckon, what, have you been at home for 7 days now?
Yeah. Hey, look, it's good to be home a little bit, and it's going to be great to, you know, to be these next few weeks at home. But, you know, look, it's part of football, and you know, you got to cop it on the chin and keep moving forward. But it's definitely not easy, you know, travelling all the time and playing 4 away games at the same time as well.
Yeah. How's the groin injury? I think it took you a while to come back. The game where you scored against Al Hilal in that first leg was your first game back. Completely over that injury?
Done and dusted.
Right. Yeah. Which it must be reassuring, because that's one of the things that you lose confidence when you... It's a bit like hamstrings. We've been talking about that with Michael Clarke, but especially for you as a striker, I'd imagine that's key, making sure you're confident in your body.
Yeah, definitely. It's, you know, it's something that you pride yourself on as a professional, you know, to stay fit and healthy. But, you know, when these kind of little setbacks happen, you're obviously disappointed and frustrated. But, you know, like I said, it's part of football, and, you know, you got to cop it and chin, move forward, keep your head up and remain positive, because if you don't, you know, it's even harder to get back on the pitch.
Now, mate, I know you're in the Socceroos squad, and obviously you've had those 5 matches for them. Did you watch the game, obviously, from Japan? And what did you make of that?
Yeah, I watched the game, and, you know, I thought we were fantastic in the first half. I mean, you know, we haven't really kind of done that in the past few games. But, you know, against Japan, it seems to bring the best out of all the players in the squad. And, you know, I thought that's definitely what it did. But, you know, maybe second half was just a bit of lapse of concentration and, you know, especially on that corner where they scored from a player, you know, being left unmarked. But, you know, that's something that you can tweak up and, you know, improve on. But, you know, overall, I thought the performance was very promising.
You're the goal scorer, Tommy. You need to tell Ange.
Yeah,
the soccer is screaming out
for
goals. Have you spoken to Ange about that? Of course, we've got the Asian Cup coming up, which is going to be a huge tournament here in Australia.
Yeah, look, you know, it's a massive tournament, and, you know, something that I'd definitely very be proud of. in participating in. But, you know, then again, you know, it's down to me in the A-League, and that's probably the best way I could talk to Ange and, you know, show what I can do on the pitch. And, you know, if I'm playing and I'm consistently playing and doing well, then, you know, that's the only way I can speak to the man.
Tommy, we were thinking that it's going to be horrendously hot today and tomorrow in Sydney, but I guess you guys, after playing over there in the Middle East a fair bit, will the heat affect you guys?
Yeah, look, you know, the heat affects everyone. Doesn't matter how hard you train in it or how much you're used to it, but, you know, it definitely makes it a little bit easier that we're kind of used to the conditions and, you know, we know what to expect from it. But, you know, we have to prepare well. It's all about preparation as well beforehand in that kind of weather. So if we can do those kind of things right, it'll make it a little bit easier for the game.
Yeah, let's hope it is a win for the Wanderers. Kickstart the season for the A-League. And let's hope there's goals coming for you, Tommy. Appreciate you joining us this morning, and good luck tomorrow.
Thank you very much, gentlemen. Have a good day.